I went on my first mission trip when I was a freshman. At the time, I had not really connected with any of the people that were going to attend it. However, at the end of the first day on that trip, I made bonds with the upperclassmen that would last a lifetime. As an upperclassman, it is your job to reach out to the underclassmen. It is your job to look out for them and to connect with them. For me, being a freshman and having juniors and seniors talking to me was one of the most exciting things to ever happen to me. I felt so cool, and I was so excited to go back to school and have the older kids that were on the trip say hi to me in the halls and have my freshman friends stunned because an upperclassman just went out of their way to say hi to me. Not them, me. There was something extremely special about these upperclassmen, though. They made it so easy to feel instantly connected with them. They were such a strong group of juniors and seniors, and they were so dedicated to the youth group that I underestimated how hard it could be to take on a leadership role like they had. Flash forward to February of this year. The upperclassmen that I had grown so close with were now gone. I missed them, and I didn't think that mission trips or the youth group would ever be the same. I was an upperclassman now, but I didn't want to be one. I didn't want to have to fill the shoes of all those wonderful people before me. I still thought of myself as a freshman. I didn't want things to change. As an underclassman, youth group changed my life. The older kids guided me and helped me through hard times and situations. Youth group became my safe place. This safe place extended outside the walls of Tricon. It was at school when I saw the faces of the upperclassmen. It was at the cheese shop when I saw Nick. And most of all, it was knowing that people were always looking out for me. Having the older kids leave was a huge transition, but at the same time, it was an amazing learning experience. I realized that instead of being sad about the older kids leaving, I was going to have to focus on connecting with the underclassmen. I was going to have to look out for them, and I was going to have to make youth group a safe place for them. I didn't realize it at the time, but those older kids had been preparing me to be a leader for the past 2 years. They showed me what the youth group was really about. It was now my turn to go out of my way to say hi to younger kids in the hallway. It was now my turn to give underclassmen rides to places. It was now my turn to show dedication to the youth group so that freshmen could understand the importance of it. Every single person who has attended a mission trip has had to witness close friends and role models graduate and move on to college, but that's just part of life. The youth group at Tricon is truly special. The mission trips are these magical little weeks where all of your worries disappear and you are able to come together and help others. You are able to bond and connect with people more than you ever thought possible. But it would not be like this without its leaders and the upperclassmen to guide and help the younger kids. I have realized as an upperclassman, it is my job to demonstrate to the underclassmen how a leader acts on the mission trips and how you treat the younger kids so that they can turn into role models themselves one day. This mission trip was magical, and I feel the connections with people on the mission trip in a profound way. I'm grateful that I had this experience and that I will have one more year before it is my turn to graduate and pass on the baton to the new upperclassmen.